As you might expect, the 4th of July is Dr. America's favorite holiday. But Thanksgiving is a close second, not because of the pilgrims or because it's a certified national holiday, but because it hasn't yet become obscenely commercialized. For the most part, the malls are still closed on Thanksgiving, and we don't yet feel the compulsion to give each other gifts. There may be gluttony on Thanksgiving, but there isn't much greed. Properly understood, Thanksgiving reminds us of values that provide links both to the past and potentially to a sustainable future. Thanksgiving means literally the giving of thanks. Thanks are an expression of gratitude and appreciation for the goodness in our lives. The word thanks comes from the same root as the word think. So, if we think about it, we can say that thinking leads to thanks. On this holiday, we offer these thanks primarily to God for the grace of creation and of care. We may routinely say grace at dinner, but this time we mean it comprehensively. We see, as we should see every day, the amazing grace of creation, the grace of our family and friends. We offer a blessing, which is etymologically, of course, a consecration. We celebrate the holiness of creation, the wholeness of our lives, the health of our bodies and minds and spirits. On Thanksgiving, when we are really thanking, we begin to see that, like Elvis, we all live in Graceland. To some extent, Thanksgiving is a countercultural festival. We spend 364 days a year thinking about competing and acquiring and looking out for number one. But Thanksgiving reminds us that, although we normally think of ourselves as living in a market economy, in fact, we inhabit a gift economy. The best things in life are free, not because they're worthless, but because they're gifts. So we offer thanks to God, but we also offer thanks to our fellow human beings. We thank the family and friends who gather with us for festivities, and we thank them as proxies for all the human beings and institutions that have had a hand in our good fortune. These thanks are especially important in America, because they remind us that we are not self-made men and women. We are both creatures of God and creators of each other. On Thanksgiving, we are also thankful for the ideas and institutions that literally make our lives possible and pleasurable. We understand, if only for a day, how much our good fortune stems from the good in society and not just from the goods of society. Thanksgiving, therefore, also reminds us of our obligations. The thanks we give for the gifts we have received are balanced, we hope, by the thanks we receive for the gifts we ourselves have given. Each of us is literally a gifted person. And because our gifts come from a gift economy, we have an obligation to be givers. A prayer that Dr. America clipped from the newspaper a few years ago captures this idea well. Dear God, we thank you for food and remember the hungry. We thank you for health and remember the sick. We thank you for friends and remember the friendless. We thank you for freedom and remember the enslaved. May these remembrances stir us to service, that your gifts to us may be used for others. Amen. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, thinking twice about thanks and giving in American life.